Random House Audio presents To Tame a Land by Louis L'Amour. Read for you by Jason Culp. Chapter 1. It was Indian country, and when our wheel busted, none of them would stop. They just rolled on by and left us sitting there, my pap and me. Me, I was pushing a tall 12 by then and could cuss most as good as Pap, and we both done some cussing then. Bagley, the one Pap helped down to Ash Hollow that time, he got mighty red around the ears, but he kept his wagon rolling. Most folks those days were mighty helpful, but this outfit sorta set their way by the captain. He was Big Jack McGarry. When the wheel busted, somebody called out and we swung back. Big Jack had no liking for Pap, because Pap never took nothing off him, and because Pap had the first look-in with Mary Tatum, which Big Jack couldn't abide. He swung that fine black horse of his back, and he sat there looking at us. We had turned to and were getting that wheel off, fixing to get it repaired if we could.
"Sorry, Tyler, you know what I said. This is Indian country. Going through here, we keep rolling no matter what. We'll wait a spell at the springs, though. You can catch us there."
Then he turned his horse and rode off, and nobody else in the wagon said by word or look that they even seen us setting there. Pap, he didn't waste no more time. He looked after them, his face kind of drawn down and gray-like, and then he turned to me and he said,
"Son, I don't mind for myself. It's you I'm thinking of. But maybe it'll be all right. You take that there gun and you set up high.